Welcome to this edition of the Sword of Success podcast. I am excited for you to learn from Stella Enson. She is the foremost authority on elder care and caregiving in the workplace. She's been warning corporations about the upcoming elder care cliff for many, many years. You will learn so much from her today. Welcome. Welcome to the Sword of Success podcast, Stella.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
I am excited too because people need to hear what you have to say. So before we get going on the elder care cliff and what these corporations need to know about their employees and caregiving, let's first talk about what you do really and your why behind it.
I do two things. I help the family caregiver, who usually is at the workplace, to find ways of converting and transforming caregiving into a gratifying experience. Because typically caregiving is this accidental, scary thing that frustrates you. So that's the first thing I do. Then the second thing that I do is I help businesses and corporations to care for their employees who are family caregivers. I always say that people don't buy people. People buy companies that have great people. Mm. And people don't buy companies either. So someone would buy your company or pay for your services because you have great people working for you. Mm-hmm. So this program helps employers care for the great people so these people can care for the business.
Yes. And what is your why?
Because without good people, companies don't grow. Mm-hmm. Without caregiving, the entire economy goes down.
Yeah.
Because 76% of the people who work for every organization, that group, 76% of employees, are involved in some form of caregiving. And the caregiving takes away from the ability to be productive, from the ability to take on new positions, from the ability to grow professionally, and if you don't grow professionally, there is no way that you can lift the company that you work for up.
Yeah.
So without programs like this that support the family caregiver at the workplace, the employee doesn't do well, the company doesn't do well.
Yeah.
And I've been a business owner myself for 25 years. Mm. So I understand productivity. I know what it means to be absent. I know when you are overwhelmed with caregiving, what happens. I know the health implications. I know the financial implications. So I do this so together, the employee and the employer, we can convert, transform caregiving to a gratifying experience and make the company profitable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what programs do you have to offer to make this happen?
First, there is a free program. And this free program is open to everyone, anyone in the community, anyone at work. This free program provides 12 sessions for free, one a month, to anyone in caregiving, anyone supervising someone who is a caregiver, anyone interested in learning more about caregiving. What these programs do is they bring general information, they bring tips, they bring action plans, they bring action steps, they help people plan for care.
Okay.
So that it makes the whole process easier. And when people plan for care, cost reduces, stress reduces, productivity goes up, and life is good.
And so what about the people who don't plan for care?
The people who don't plan for care, I say these people have what I call care crashes.
Yes.
This is when the person that is getting care, the care recipient, gets so ill or so caring for them becomes so overwhelming that the care recipient has to be maybe placed in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So that's what I call my care crash. So with the care crashes, when the care recipient needs care, but the caregiver has fallen apart.
Mm-hmm.
So these people who don't plan for care, they have these crashes, they land in the hospital, their healthcare cost goes up, the insurance cost for the company they work for goes up. Then the doctor says, oh, you have too much stress. You must now take family leave, right? Or you now have this chronic illness, we need to place you on medications. So here's what happens when you place somebody on medications. health insurance for that person goes up. If they're in a group, the whole group is paying for that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Okay.
So we prevent these care crashes to planning.
Yes. Okay, good. And so that's the first
step. That's the first step. Okay. So that's a free step. The second program is where organizations pay a tiny fee. And for this tiny fee, we help their employees create a long-term care plan, where the employee actually has a way to set up a program for their family that provides care, that provides an emergency backup system in the event somebody is ill. Mm-hmm. It provides them work-life balance. It provides them self-management and self-care. Mm-hmm. And it gives them tools for balancing their multiple roles. Mm-hmm. Tiny fee. It is so tiny that if you compare the cost of not having it and the cost of having it, you would run and pick up the phone and call me. So I get called in when caregiving becomes a bottom line issue in the business place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so what can they do to keep it from becoming the bottom line issue? They can call
so
you.
So they can call me and we do a free consultation first. For many companies, the free program is enough for a start, especially when the company is small. But then as time goes on and the group gets bigger, law of averages, then you get more people who need that. But then there are supervisors and CEOs who they themselves are caregivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we start with that free program, we grow. And then we help the company provide this as a benefit. So the cost becomes something a company can write off. Mm-hmm. It becomes a tool that the company can actually use to reduce their group insurance. Because if you go to your group insurance provider and you say, we have this program that improves work-life balance, it reduces stress, it prevents, you know, accidental caregiving, it prevents care crashes, and our employees are happier and more balanced, the insurance company would say, well, for this program, maybe we should consider a discount for you.
Yes,
it pays
so
beautifully.
How does that relate to an EAP, Employee Assistance Program?
So here is how an EAP works versus how an Elder Care Employee Assistance Program works. Most EAPs focus on addictions and social problems in the household, counseling needs for children, and counseling needs for spouses. They help your life work. What's missing in most EAPs is that elder care piece. Where, and in EAP programs now, what happens is when you call your EAP provider, and you say, I'm a caregiver, and I need help. What they will do is they will make a phone call to people like me, and then they would say, do you have a list of community resources? Sure, I'll send them to my free site, and they would download it. Then they would hand it over to the employee. What is a list gonna do for you when you have in front of you an 85-year-old grandparent or parent recovering from surgery, sent home from the hospital early, needs care, you can go to work? What's that list gonna do for you? Or you are at work, they give you this list. By the time you get off, all those community resources, they're closed. So tomorrow, your problems are still there the way they were yesterday, sometimes worse. What my program does is we engage the employee in that planning process. They take this little survey. How many care recipients are your family? What are your community resources? What is the plan for care? What is the backup plan? How do you care for yourself? These are the signs of caregiver syndrome, and we help them through making not only this plan, but on a monthly basis, we have a virtual support group. So these people can plug in. So a company could be in America, and we can service their employees in Russia.
Wow.
Anywhere that employees are, we can help them. Because people need to be heard, people need to feel supported, people need to have action plans. But the key is planning. Mm-hmm. The key is making sure that that plan is usable.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem with plans. They don't work if you don't implement them.
Well, you know, here's what I always say. The reason we plan is not so that things will go well. We plan so that when life happens, or when things happen out of you know, chaos, or life doesn't go as planned, it doesn't really derail you. Mm-hmm. See, because when an employee does not have a plan, and then now they have a car crash, they're worse. Mm-hmm. Then the employer's waiting, when are you coming back to work? Where my doctor said, or my mom's doctor says, she needs surgery, so I need to have 6 weeks off. And then here is this project that the company wanted done, can't be done.
Yeah.
Or somebody would say, oh, I was supposed to take this promotion, but I can't take it anymore because last week my mom had a fall. Mm-hmm. And when my mom has a fall, now that she's had a fall, she can't go back to her home. She now has to move in with me. So mm-hmm. before I could travel in my job. Now I can't.
Yeah.
I'm a family caregiver.
Yeah.
So without these planning and these tools and these programs, people don't do well at work.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the elder care cliff.
So the elder care cliff is that time in all of our lives when we say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. For everyone, it's at a different time. For some people, they're closer to the cliff than most. So for the country of America, that cliff would, America would get to that cliff by 2030. Mm-hmm. That is the year that the youngest baby boomer will be 85 years old. And 85 years is that point in your life when you start to need help from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2030, America would have even less number of people providing care. Older people, the healthcare system may not be there to support the caregivers and the care recipients. And so it's this thing that we have to walk through. It's this time in our life. So I always say, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter where you live, and it doesn't really matter what it is you do. All of us are approaching it. Mm-hmm. But how do we bridge the gap? It's through planning, it is through resource management, it is through education, it's helping family caregivers understand the importance of being balanced in caregiving, where you care for yourself so you can be a better caregiver.
Yeah.
It's helping employers understand that their employees need to be cared for so the employees can care for the businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds excellent.
So that's what we do.
So for companies that aren't ready to make this total big leap to an elder care program, what are some small things they can do to get themselves ready so they can get there in time before it starts impacting their bottom line?
All right, so the first thing is, upon enrollment, upon onboarding, upon hiring a new employee, one of the things that can be done at orientation is letting the employees know the free resources that are available to them mm-hmm. as family caregivers.
Yeah.
A lot of employees do not tell their supervisors that they're family caregivers for fear of, one, being passed up on promotions, for example, mm-hmm. For fear that they may be watched too closely, because a lot of employees actually look for care during work hours.
Mm.
So like for the people who are on our website looking for information, we see a great number of searches between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m.,
mm.
right? So the first step is being able to provide for employees upon hire a small list, for example, of resources available to family caregivers. That needs to just become a part of an employee orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's even something that is put alongside an existing EAP program. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
The second thing is to offer an avenue where employees can share their concerns. Maybe to teach the supervisors and the managers how to talk to the employees who are family caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, someone starts to come late to work. They can't meet their deadlines. The supervisors need to be trained on how to not only be sensitive to that, mm-hmm. but how to help the employee help them help their company, right?
Yeah, right. Okay.
So managers, the second thing is that managers need a little bit of training, and we offer that training.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the third thing would be providing those employees that online access.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you would do their payroll benefits, the same way you would do their payroll access. Employees need to be given a code that says, when you need care, this is where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes employers will actually have us come into their location, and we would come and provide like a half day session once a quarter so that employees can come, and we call it our caregiving workshop.
Oh yeah.
We don't like the word support group really well, because a lot of times in support groups what happens is you go, you share what's on your mind.
Uh-huh.
Then when you go home, that problem is still there,
uh-huh.
right? We like to call it a workshop because we want you to have tools to walk through your challenges,
mm-hmm.
to have tools to allow you to be better, to have help you have tools that will bring that balance. And most importantly, we encourage them for self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach simple things like mindscaping, simple things like stress relief, the importance of exercise,
mm-hmm.
the importance of eating well.
Yeah.
All these things that may seem like it's a benefit to the employee, but it's really a bigger benefit to the employer. Because when that employee gets ill, the health insurance doesn't say, how many hours did you spend at work? How many hours did you spend at home? They just say, this is a whole person, this person is ill, and here's the insurance cost, and that cost continuously to rise for a lot of employers.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three things that, or components that employers can have to use to transition in.
Mm-hmm.
So and that it's not this big overwhelming process.
Yes, and do you like that mode of incorporating this into the company best?
Yes, because change is difficult, and most of us humans don't like, we don't like to change things. We just want to see the results, right?
Yeah.
So if you allow it to be there so people can approach it and engage it at a time that is comfortable for them, then that works out better. Especially because most people become caregivers by accident.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing fine, and all of a sudden there's a phone call that says it's an emergency and in the family, and somebody's had a fall, and
mm-hmm.
something's happened. Or the primary caregiver for that family passes away suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that responsibility needs to fall on the daughter,
mm-hmm.
or needs to fall on the son, and these are people who may have jobs and have significant positions, and then all of a sudden their life is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the fact that, and some of caregiving is cultural, in certain cultures it's just what you do.
Mm-hmm.
In certain cultures you don't have to do. And like in America, they have nursing homes, they have assisted living, they have facilities. In other countries, those things don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So what about those employees who are, you know, they work for an American company, they're overseas or somewhere else, what can they do?
Mm-hmm.
Doing it this way allows everyone to approach it at their own pace.
Yeah. Yes, I love it.
Great.
So there.
Yeah, so what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
CaregiverReliefNetwork.com
mm-hmm.
provides those free programs. They can also reach me at StellaAndSong.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 833-603-0022.
Okay, perfect. Yes. And the first step for working with you would be?
A free consultation.
Okay.
Telephone call, and in about 15 minutes we will determine where to start.
Okay, perfect.
That's it.
And why don't you just give a brief little bit of your background, how you became this expert.
I became a nurse when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I have owned 9 companies in my lifetime. So for the last 25 years, I have been a business owner. And in the process of having my own employees and working with families, I did realize the significance of having a support system for your employees. Mm-hmm. Because without them, the company doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. I go back to my old saying that people don't buy companies, people buy people mm-hmm. who work for great companies.
Yeah.
Yes. So I teach nurses, I teach physicians, I teach nurse practitioners how to care for older adults mm-hmm. and people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent. Great. Well, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.